Welcome to the Audit 15 Fund podcast. My goal with this podcast is to bring relevant internal audit topics to the table at least every 15 days. Today, I have the honor to have as my guest, Irina Ungurian. She is Marketing and Communications Specialist at Zepp Lions in Germany. And a little bit of background here on how I met her. So I attended the international conference in Amsterdam. And there was a session on the courage to lead with purpose and empathy presented by Dr. Kamel Hothi. And she had a very, very powerful story. And Irina, of the 2,000 plus attendees, she chose to feature you during her session, which for those who attended the session, I think everybody agreed they needed Kleenex next to them after that session because it was truly a very powerful story that she told. And she said that things that happened to her were happening today. So without going too much into details, because I want you to tell the story, but, and then also, so you left Ukraine and you went to Germany. And one thing that we discussed here right before the episode was that feeling comfortable was something that you're feeling like until the very last minute while you lived in Ukraine. So within the internal audit profession, I think what we can relate to here is we see things happen for 1,000 days and we think that that's going to be the way going forward. And then one day, boom, there's a change. So can you expand on that story, please?
Yeah, sure. Hi, John. Thanks for having me here on this podcast. That was a hefty introduction. Hi, everyone who's listening. I'm very happy to be here, a little bit nervous, but excited. So yeah, that was also a surprise to me to be featured in that huge, basically global keynote. And I was also in need of Kleenex after that. So that was very emotional for me as well. But what I wanted to share with audit community, and I'm a newcomer to this specific spheres, as we know, I come from marketing background, born and raised Ukrainian, living in Germany now for almost 2 years since the war started. So why is this relevant for people listening? Because we all feel that, don't we? This feeling of, no, this is not going to happen. This is just not going to happen. We're just going to be clinging to the status quo as long as we can until it sort of backfires in such a magnificent way that it shatters everything that we hold as stable and basically monolith for ages to come. And that is exactly how I felt when the war started. That is how I think most of Ukrainian society felt. Ukrainian army, Ukrainian government, and maybe even the whole world. They were like, no, nothing is going to happen. On like early morning, February 24th last year, I woke up from the sounds of explosions. Do you think I thought, oh, yeah, it is happening? No, I was still clinging to the status quo. And I was still denying this. No, let's wait a day and see how that's going to happen. Go. It didn't happen. So this is just a question to pose to everyone. Are we, as a society, as a company, as a family, are we ready for changes? Are we ready for something that comes and basically upheaves life as it is? And many companies, they usually have a business continuity plan. But how functional is that, really? These are my thoughts.
Yes, absolutely. And you're mentioning before the episode here that day, like just a few days before, you're going out with friends and like questioning, is this going to happen? And then one morning you wake up and you're hearing explosions and your life was changing as those things were happening. So
yeah.
As you move, so you did moved to Germany later. And something else that you mentioned that I thought was very interesting too, was that when you moved to Germany, what you found was it was not the systems that the country had in place that made it work for you. It was the people behind those systems that made it work for you. So can you expand on that and then maybe give some examples? Because I think that applies, how does that apply to the internal audit profession? Obviously, we have processes in place and we can have beautiful processes, systems, whatever you want to call it. But if there's not a person behind that who is executing with care, empathy, it doesn't work. So can you expand on that?
Yeah, but first, a little footnote. I would prefer to say that I didn't move to Germany because move implies intention. I fled to Germany without ever thinking where I was fleeing. It was just get to the border, get to the border, get to the border. And it took me 3 days to reach my destination, and I still found myself happy to make it so fast. I didn't flee just by myself. I had my daughter with me and my mother. And when we reached Germany with other people as well, nobody and no organization was ready. Of course, the borders were open. At the Polish border, they met us with, so I was traveling with a bus. So there was a bus full of women, children, basically only women and children. Nobody else was there. So they met us at the Polish border with some hot tea and coffee and cakes and something like that, which was very heartwarming. And then we moved further. I went to Germany, didn't want to stay, but there were so many people just coming and coming. So everyone was trying to move a little bit further away because you just couldn't stop. You just had to move. And Germany is known for its process and its order and having regulations and recommendations and for every kind of situation. Imagine that system being completely paralyzed because none of your regulations apply right now. Nothing applies. Moreover, there's such a huge volume of people coming, and everyone has something, some kind of different situation. Somebody comes with two children. Somebody comes with somebody like disabled. Somebody comes with their dog. What do you do? So the system itself got a little bit paralyzed, and I still think that it's dealing with the aftershocks. Everyone is just losing documents and doesn't take any appointments like 3 months ahead or something. So what I saw happening, which really brought back belief in humanity, you know, is how people, regular people, just people I don't know. I didn't know anyone here. So people would just go through their cupboard, grab some food that they have there, grab pairs of jeans and t-shirts and jackets that they have, put it all in bags, and just go to train station, anywhere, and basically try and get some help across. And that was, and that extended way over just bringing cupcakes to a train station, you know, that extended into come live with us. We give you half of our house, stay for several months, anything basically. And this is the way that the German society sort of overcame that paralysis of the system.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you have a really good point that the system works until it doesn't, right? Until you have so many people, in the case of the refugees from Ukraine, so many people that somehow other people who are within that system have to go out and act. And that was what they did, offering their houses, offering whatever they could to help. That's a really powerful story, but I want to have some lightheartedness to the episode too. And for that, at your suggestion, we can, there was something that you learned when you moved to Germany. It was a saying, and I'll let you say it.
Yes. And I was thinking, and I wanted to ask you, do you think that also applies a little bit, maybe? And I will let you judge that. Does that apply to audit profession as well? That phrase.
It does. I think it does a lot. So let's let the audience hear what it is.
Okay. So first an original and then a translation. And I'll do my best with German. So it goes like this. Warum einfach, wenn's auch kompliziert? Which translates to why go simple when difficult works. If you can do it difficult,
right?
Why do you simplify it? Don't simplify it, basically. And that is such a fun little phrase that sort of, for me, represents the worst stereotype about inflexibility that some institutions in Germany, for example, this bureaucracy can show,
right,
that I have seen on a daily basis. And if you think about it, you know, if we can laugh about it, and maybe we can also recognize it within our systems as well. And then in the last serious moment, ask ourselves, are we like Germans and trying to make something complicated when you also make it easy, you know?
Right. Yeah. Sounds like a case of over-engineering, right? That's what some people call it. So, but yeah, good to hear that there are people who are willing and able to go outside the system and help those who need. I do have a last question for you here, Irina, because you were featured in that session with Dr. Camille. And I just out of curiosity, because I mean, obviously you didn't have the microphone then. You just had the spotlight on you. But if you had the microphone then, what would be your message to internal auditors who were in the audience? And now to those who are listening here, what would be your message just to the internal audit community as you were picking up the microphone during Dr. Camille's session?
Wow, that's a curveball.
Total curveball. And I
okay. What I would say, thank you for putting those systems in place. They are important to have. And then I would say, but also sometimes listen to your heart.
Thank you, Irina. Thank you so much for participating on the podcast.
Thanks for having me, John. That was a pleasure.